You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Roger Sutton. University of Michigan researchers have found that people with diabetes who keep their blood sugar in check today will probably have a far lower chance of developing foot pain or other nerve damage tomorrow. Dr. Eva Feldman says the national study shows that the positive effects of tight blood glucose control can be seen more than a decade later.
Over 1,200 patients were divided into two groups. They were either tightly controlled or more loosely controlled with their blood sugar. And we followed those patients for 5 years and found at the end of 5 years that those patients who were more tightly controlled had fewer complications of diabetes than those patients who were more loosely controlled. In order to maintain tight control, patients initially took either 3 shots of insulin per day or were placed on an insulin pump. Those patients who were under less control, conventional control, had 1 or 2 shots of insulin at most and were not on a pump. That's in the initial study. We then no longer carefully followed those two groups in terms of their control, but let them self-control. They were treated by their primary care provider. Many of those patients would have 1 to 2 to up to 4 shots of insulin per day. Some of those patients were on a pump, some were not. It was whatever the conventional treatment was for their primary care provider. What was very interesting is that their control merged within 2 years, and there was no longer an intensive group and a conventional group. And they literally had the essentially same control over the next 8 to 10 year period. And they continue to have the same control because the study continues.
So why did their control merge?
The reason they merged is that those patients who were in the intensive treatment group, not only did they have intensive insulin therapy, but they also had intensive counseling with a nurse and very frequent contact with a healthcare provider that I think helped them stay, I'll say, on track in terms of their glucose control. Compared to those patients who were in conventional treatment, in contact with a healthcare provider, but not to the same degree as those patients who were in the intensive treatment group. At the end of the first 5 years, everybody returned to seeing their normal healthcare provider and to being followed in the study 1 to 2 times per year. So no longer were they getting their daily to weekly phone calls, no longer were they being so constantly monitored by a healthcare provider.
What's controlled is blood sugar levels, but a blood test just takes an immediate snapshot of those levels. So what doctors look at, usually at least a couple times a year, is something called A1C, also known as glycated hemoglobin, which forms when glucose in the blood binds irreversibly to hemoglobin, your red blood cells. The A1C test reflects a patient's blood sugar control over the last 120 days, the lifespan of a red blood cell. How the test does this is a little complicated, so just trust me, it does. In a person who does not have diabetes, about 5% of all hemoglobin is glycated. For someone with diabetes and high blood glucose levels, the A1C level is higher than normal.
In the initial study, tight control was approximately a hemoglobin A1C of 7, while loose control was approximately a hemoglobin A1C of 8.5 to 9. Conventional treatment after the two groups merged showed that their average hemoglobin A1C was around the order of 7.8 and 8. The control groups initially differed by almost 2 points in their hemoglobin A1C for a 5-year time point. And then for the next approximately 8 to 10 years, their control was essentially the same at around a hemoglobin A1C of about 7.5 to 8. We then followed them for another 6 to 8 years and found very interestingly that those patients who had initially undergone tight control still had many fewer complications than those patients who had initially been in the conventional control group. So we call that phenomenon metabolic memory. Somehow, and we're not yet sure how, initial good control leaves an imprint on the body such that even later, if you're not as well controlled, more loosely controlled, you still have this positive imprint, this metabolic memory that appears to preserve your body from developing more serious complications.
Dr. Feldman's research was in regard to type 1 diabetes, but researchers in the United Kingdom have found similar, although less quickly observed, results in type 2 diabetes.
In the initial DCCT trial, the Diabetes Control and Complication Trial, we knew after 5 years, if you were tightly controlled, you had actually a 60% decrease in your neuropathy incidence compared to those patients who were under conventional treatment after 5 years. In the United Kingdom study, they did not see a significant difference with good control for 10 years in the type 2 diabetics. So the same phenomena occurs, but in order to see it in a clinical trial, the time period was much more extended.
What's the bottom line?
Good, tight control of blood glucose will benefit a patient with diabetes, not only currently, but also in the future.
Dr. Feldman holds appointments in the UM Medical School Department of Neurology and directs both the Program for Neurology Research and Discovery and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Center for the Study of Complications in Diabetes at the UM.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.